episode 2950, Spin It Your Way.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. This is the day that the Lord has made. Why not spin it your way? It's all about personal development and growth. Your mindset, where is it going to take you? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath. If you haven't heard, go on over to pray.com. We have partnered with them. We have a brand new TV show. It airs every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We're having a lot of fun there. It's brand new. Let me tell you, it challenges me. But you know what? In life, if it was easy, would it be fun? If you were always winning, would you like that? Think about that question for a minute. Do failures and successes really define you as a person? Or is it the act of how you overcome? Don't let the cards you're dealt determine your direction. Spin it your way. So how are you today? Are you in a recovery mode from your Super Bowl party? Woo, well, maybe I am too, because it was a great Super Bowl. Very exciting. I wasn't sure about the first half, but the second half, well, it got me on the edge of my seat. Oh, and did your team win? I must say, I like green and I like red, but that day I wore red. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs, I was cheering them on. We've lived in Kansas City before. We have family there. We love Kansas City. Go Chiefs is what I must say. But today we're going to take a play out of the playbook and do a little Monday quarterbacking. Spin it your way. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Now, I want you to think not just about the game, because we could talk about the game. I love football. You know that. And we could talk about how Jalen Hurts came out, and I believe he had 3 touchdowns. So I'm wondering, if he wasn't running the ball himself, would they have been in the situation that they were, meaning that high of a score? I'm not sure. But it doesn't matter, right? We're Monday quarterbacking, so we can talk about it. But then you can also look at the flip side. Patrick Mahomes got hurt in the first half. He tweaked his ankle again. Was that going to bring them down? Should the second string quarterback come in? Should Henne be there? I don't know. What do you do? Spin it your way. You have many choices, whether you win or lose, fail or succeed. You get to choose on how you show up, how you determine your every day, right? Why do you think we call it Create Your Now? You can decide that you're going to hit that snooze button. Maybe you did already this morning twice. What about tomorrow? Are you going to do it again? Why not just set your alarm for the time you actually want to get up? I know, I get it. I've done the same thing. I've hit snooze too many times. But really, I mean, let's think about why we get up and when we get up. And does it really help us? Does it put us on the right side of the bed, getting up happy, ready to attack the day, breathing in the fresh air, going, wow, I have new mercies today. I can go out and conquer the world. What am I going to do today? What can I do to impact the world that I touch? But how you continue to move forward sets the tone for your journey. So what if you decide to get out on the left side of the bed? And that left side of the bed is where you're crabby. You don't want to have anything to do with life, really. That snooze button, well, you've already hit it 5 times and you're definitely late now to work. Great way to start your Monday. And then you continue to get ready and you have a tiff with your spouse and the kids are driving you crazy and there's traffic. And so now you're delayed even more. You started your day delayed. Now you're delayed even more. And then guess what? Oh yeah, you got the dinner, dishes, and dogs. Seriously, you're done. It's just doomsday from here on out. Or is it? How you continue to move forward sets the tone for your journey. Spin it your way. You can choose to get stuck in your own patterns and habits. and make excuses for why you fell short and didn't make it to the finish line. You can do that. Or you can choose to do it differently without excuses, no matter the result. You see, some of us get stuck always on the result and not looking at the traction, how we got there, the path. What do you look for in your everyday when it comes to reaching your goals? How are you going to go after what you want in life? How do you spin it your way? Well, let's take a play out of the playbook. Number one, you got to play through the highs and lows. And in this, you got to know you got to give your best. You have to stay focused. You can't give up regardless of where you land, right? Good or bad. That's the highs and the lows. And remember, your lows don't have to be a loss. I look at Jalen Hurts, an incredible quarterback, played an incredible game. No, he didn't get the W, but he still won. And when the media was asking him, you know, what happens from here? And he goes, from here, all we do is rise. And I'm thinking, wow, that's what we need to do. We need to rise. And that's the answer regardless of a win or lose. When you take action, you make traction. So take aim. Action ignites motivation. You want to get your motor running every single day. Spin it your way. You got to play through the highs and the lows. Are you doing that? Are you just getting stuck, right? Saying, okay, well, I'm just going to stay over here. I know I've done it. Oh, and it works well. It does. It allows me to be a little more lazy. It allows me to maybe hit the snooze button 6 times, not just 3. And in all honesty, it just slows down my confidence. It slows down my traction of getting to where I want to be. And then what happens? I'm beating myself up 3 weeks later. Why did you not just stay on course? Yeah, maybe you didn't get to where you wanted to go 3 weeks ago, but now you could have been 2 steps further than where you're at. Play through the highs and lows. Number two, you got to keep it fresh and be creative. You can play in the game of life however you want. You get to come up with innovative ideas. You get to play to your strengths so you can tighten your weaknesses. Think outside the box. Right? Don't sit there and say, I've always done it this way, so I've got to keep doing it this way. Yeah, I guess you can, but how boring is that? And really, honestly, if it's a loss, don't you think maybe you should be looking at it from a different perspective? Food for thought. Patterns only keep you anchored to what worked in the moment. A new moment requires new actions to anchor. That's one that, wow, you kind of have to chew on, right? You got to think outside the box. Go beyond what you see. Nothing is impossible. I love Monday quarterbacking. It's so much fun. It's sad that it's all over right now. But if you like the USFL, hey, it's coming up. Okay, that's for another episode. Number three, be teachable throughout life. You can't do what God designed you to do if you aren't willing to become who He created you to be. You can't do what God wants you to do if you're not willing to learn something new. You got to be teachable. You must be willing to learn. You got to learn more even when you're at your best. So let's take the flip coin. Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles and congratulations to the Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. Way to knock it out of the park for Super Bowl 57. But you know, Patrick Mahomes, he has played 5 times, been in 5 AFC championships, won them, has gone to the Super Bowl 3 times, and won 2 Super Bowls in the past 4 years. Can I just get a wow? And guess what? He said, what happens from this point on for me is I got to keep learning. The coaching staff tells me new things. You know, coach, meaning Coach Andy, he's always coming up with something new and innovative. And that's what the coach said about him. Patrick is always willing to learn. Are you a little stale in your life? A little boring? Keep doing the same old thing? Some people might put the label on it as OCD, personality A, whatever you want to call it, right? Just, okay, you got to have it this way. I learned it this way. It's got to be done this way. Really? Be teachable. Try it a different way. Learn something new. Things are always changing, right? Remember, change is a constant. So if change is a constant, that means we have to have adaptability. We can't get comfortable. We can't. So are you willing to say, you know what? I can Monday quarterback. I can do better. I can play through the highs and lows. I can keep it fresh and be creative. I want to be teachable in all that I do. Life isn't about proving who you are. What matters is whose you are. When you consider how to overcome your circumstances or challenges, then you're leading your life well. So how can you continue to be hungry for more? How can you want something different from what you already have? Perspective. Mindset. You got to renew your mind. You've got to jump in and say, okay, a new moment requires new actions to anchor. What is that going to be? What does that look like? How can you say yes when at first you need to say no? Busyness doesn't have to be your badge of honor. You can say no to something, so you can say yes to something else, which will lead you to actions you can anchor that will result in miles of greatness. So my prayer for you, may your journey continue to be steps of greatness that lead you closer to God and what He has designed for your life. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.